This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and I am joined today by Lynn Davis, who is the Executive Director of the Sonoran Glass School. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jenny. I'm great. Thank you.
It is such a treat to feature nonprofits to learn a little bit more about the incredible work that's happening right here in our community. And I love to start with, what is the Sonoran Glass School's big picture vision?
Our vision is to become the premier glass school in the Southwest. We want to be a mecca for all glass artists to realize their creative vision. We have the advantage of being the only full-service nonprofit glass arts education institution in the Southwest. And that full-service piece means that we can offer furnace glass blowing, we have torch working, we have kiln slumping and fusing. So pretty much anything that anyone wants to do in glass, they can come to us.
What's at the heart of the work that you're doing?
The mission is to inspire people of all ages to discover the wonder of glass art. What we've found, what we've seen is glass is a very dynamic medium. Glass appeals to all sorts of people looking to realize their creativity and their vision. And it's been really transformative. I mean, we've seen vets and first responders, I mean, people struggling with anxiety and some post-traumatic stress disorder find their way to glass and find that fire, you know, the danger, the uncertain nature of the medium really speaks to something in them. And it gives them an opportunity to tame those elements and come up with something beautiful as a result. And we see that, you know, small kids, we have five-year-olds, kids as young as five, who are using nippers and cutters and handling sharp stuff, and it's so empowering.
Right, because if you're given that opportunity to explore and in a safe environment, you can learn so much.
Absolutely.
I imagine that you have a ton of different programs and things that you offer. Would you share highlights of your programs that you feel really passionate about that you'd love to share with KXCI?
The thing that I would single out is our youth education program. We're located just south of downtown. We're where 18th Street meets the Frontage Road. We border South Tucson. We border downtown Tucson. We work with a lot of Title I schools, schools that can't afford to have art programs, that can't afford to have kilns, or, you know, the equipment, the infrastructure. And it's really important to us to be able to introduce kids to a working artist studio, to give them an opportunity to explore their creativity, to have an avenue for self-expression. And it really does change lives.
And to focus. I have a five-year-old, and art is a place that it's beautiful to watch her focus. She loves to draw and just sit still and draw. And like with this hectic world that we live in, that opportunity to just focus and be present.
Absolutely. The things we do with older kids, there are several schools and campuses around town where we've done semester-long projects with middle school and high school age kids where they have had an opportunity to do a mural on their campus.
Cool.
It's amazing. And something like that very much becomes about team building and leadership and communication and project planning. And at the end, they have a permanent installation on their campus that they can, you know, point to years later and say, hey, I did that.
I did that.
Gives a sense of pride.
Lynn Davis is the executive director of the Sonoran Glass School. So how can people find out more about you?
You can come by, you can make an appointment anytime for a make your own opportunity. This is when we give folks the chance to work with our staff. They're more project-based activities, but you can try glass blowing, you can try torch working, you can try kiln slumping, fusing. Come take a class, come take a tour, check us out. February 8th is our annual Flame Off Torchworking Competition, which is it's right in the middle of the Gem Show. And we'll have the Sonoran Glass Art Show then too. So,
SonoranGlass.org. Lynn Davis is an incredible community leader and a friend and someone who is just doing beautiful things for our community and part of our nonprofit spotlight today from Sonoran Glass School. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for all you do.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 770-0800.